Good morning, gentlemen. Before we get started, I just want to pour you guys a cup of some of my refreshing, warm, incredibly fatty and nutritious man milk.
It's very thick.
It's at 4%, so it's a little bit thick, on the thick side.
That's more than whole milk.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you ever, had clogs?
Oh.
We could talk about that, but first, cheers. To man milk.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't. I literally can't do it. It's so gross.
That's disgusting.
You know, once you get into it, not that gross, you know?
Any drink you have to chew is probably not good.
I wouldn't say it's chewy so much as, there's always some in your mouth after you're done drinking it, right? You know?
Well, I think the clog that you did have must have came out because I chewed mine.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The clogs curdle.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to squeeze them out. They go like a, it's like a pimple.
It's a good way to get an infection.
Yeah.
Cheese curds. Get rid of
an infection. Not okay.
What's that song where he's like, oh, it's a Demon Hunter song. I'm infected with you. Pull the plug already. Yeah, so I sing that to my man milk.
Wow. I'm glad you solved the problem.
Welcome to Sound Minds. I'm Justin. This is Stevie. This is Isaiah. Welcome back, Isaiah.
Welcome back, Isaiah.
A treasured guest. Treasured.
Treasure.
Friend of the show. Friend of these humans. Lover of man milk.
Not really.
No.
Not a big fan.
Well, I mean, he has to deny it now. He's on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's been consistent. So we had to have you back because we touched a topic that we wanted to get into. So we invited Isaiah back. The topic is, why do people quit listening to music intentionally as they get older?
And I think a clarifying statement to that is that might be true in and of itself, but also they don't listen to new music as much, you know? So they might continue to listen to music, but it's music from an era they're more familiar with.
Right. Yeah. It's like they listen to the same, you know, 5 albums over and over, or maybe it's 15 albums, or depending on their musical prowess, but yeah.
Right.
Or they might listen to Weezer's new album, which sounds exactly like Weezer's old album.
Yeah.
Weezer.
Stevie and I were commenting that, Kinsey and I were listening to the podcast I was on last time, and she was like, we're like halfway through, and she's like, are you guys going to talk about Weezer? And I was like, oh my gosh, we should have talked about Weezer, because they're like the band that like never changed their sound, and they're kind of ripped on for never changing, you know?
Yeah,
and
that's
they still
a good point.
Write very adolescent sounding songs, even though they're like
50?
Almost in their 50s, probably.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Haters hate. So. They gonna hate.
Yeah.
But that's deep. That's really deep, Stevie.
I prepared. I read some articles and some studies. So, I have a couple different articles pulled up here on my phone. And this one says, we stopped discovering new music at age 30, a new survey suggests. Here are scientific reasons why. Let's see. For some, it might be happening earlier than they thought. That's according to a new survey from Deezer, which suggests people stop discovering new music at just 30 and a half. The music streaming service surveyed 1,000 Brits about their music preferences and listening habits. 60% of those people reported being in a musical rut, only listening to the same songs over and over, while just over a quarter, 25%, said that they would likely... they wouldn't be likely to try new music from outside their preferred genres. The peak age for discovering new music, the peak age for discovering new music, the results suggested was 24. This was 75% of the respondents said that they listened to 10 or more new tracks a week, and 64% said that they sought out 5 new artists per month. After this, though, it seems that people's ability to keep up with the music trends peters off. Some of the reasons the surveys revealed were people were being overwhelmed by the amount of choice available, 19%, having a demanding job, 16%, caring for young children, 11%. Nearly half the respondents said that they wished they had more time to dedicate to discovering new music. So at least 47%, for at least 47%, it wasn't due to lack of interest. Which I thought was really interesting. Like you have all these people that are like, yeah, I really wish I could still be finding new music. And it seems weird that, like, in a day and age, like, where everything is, like, spoon-fed to you almost,
yeah,
that still, like, finding new music is, like, good new music that you like is still somewhat of a challenge for people, hmm, which, yeah, is really weird.
Well, it's like, you know, can't see the forest for the trees,
yeah,
kind of situation.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely flooding the market with new music.
Yeah.
Because it's easier than ever to record your own stuff.
Right.
Put it online. And put it up in professional places, too. It's not just SoundCloud anymore. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, people are getting their stuff on their own. They're getting their stuff up on Apple, doing whatever they want.
Right. I've found, too, like, you can look up a genre and be really surprised by what you hear under, mm-hmm, that category, or surprised to find something that you thought would be under that category under something different, mm-hmm, on a streaming platform. I don't know if that's ever happened to you guys, but it's like, I'll be looking for a blues rock song and, mm-hmm, hear it, what they're calling it, something completely different.
Yeah.
You know. So that'd be cool. Cool thing to talk about is strategies for how you find, how can you narrow your search?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, like, the big thing has been, so, like, if you use Spotify, they kind of track what you listen to, and then they kind of, they'll curate, like, a playlist of bands that you've never heard, and they give it to you. I think it's, like, once a week you get a new playlist of, like, kind of, like, this is what, from based on what you've been listening to, this is what we think would be something that you would like. And so then I've listened to a bunch of stuff in that and found lots of different bands. I think even Hippocampus, which I talked about last time I was on.
Yep.
I think that's the way I found them was through one of those Spotify playlists.
That's a good idea too.
Yeah. But yeah, I think, yeah, like that. And then, yeah, and just talking to friends. But that's the thing, too, is, like, once everybody's getting older, like, my friends don't care about as much, like, as music as much now.
Yeah.
As we used to. Like, we used to talk about music all the time in high school and stuff.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of a rare topic of discussion, I feel like.
Right. Well, yeah. It's interesting as a musician because I'm past the peak age, for, mm-hmm, sure. I'm 25.
Yeah.
But as a musician, I feel like I'm still finding new music and stuff. But I can tell you for sure that it has slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
I digest more slowly. I digest new music more slowly. Like, I don't, and I'm not a song guy. I don't listen to songs. I typically listen to albums.
Yeah.
I listen to things in context. So I want to become familiar with the whole album before I move on to another one. And I think that's part of it. But yeah, I can definitely see that happening in my life. But, you know, as the survey said, a lot of it is, you know, people get jobs, new responsibilities are coming into your life where there were none before, or at least few. You know, as a teenager, you're going to school, and that's pretty much it in terms of responsibilities. You might have, like, some chores. You might get a job in the summer or whatever, but, you, yeah, know, you don't have as many people relying on you for whatever.
Right.
But
yeah, no, it's interesting because I feel like I've definitely experienced some of that for sure, where I listened to a lot of different music, explored new artists, especially like when I was a teenager up until 20, and then seeing the other side of that where I didn't listen to as much. And it's interesting kind of analyzing it. Now I've been thinking about it a little bit this week, But yeah, I mean, I could see a lot of different factors in there, but I can't really pinpoint mm-hmm. any one certain one. You know,
yeah.
I know that life got busier, but I can remember times when I was a teenager where life was busy and I still found time, you mm-hmm. know, to explore new music.
Yeah.
I know there's been a couple pockets in my life, and I'm not in a season like that anymore, but I know there's been a couple seasons for me specifically where I was in a heavy creating music season. Mm-hmm. And what's weird to me is some of those seasons, I didn't listen to a lot of outside music when I was deep into creating, mm-hmm. Which I've heard other artists that they listen to more than they ever have mm-hmm. when they've been in those seasons. So it's really interesting.
Yeah.
There were several times where I was writing hip hop projects, but I rarely listened to any hip hop or rap music in those moments mm-hmm. other than the ideas and the things that I was taking home and, like, you know, auditioning them back to myself, the stuff that we were writing. But so that's strange too.
Yeah.
And now it's different where I've been, like, listening to a lot of different sounds, while I'm in the middle of creating new stuff. And a lot of it now for me is, like, production techniques, you know, mixing techniques. I feel like as a producer and engineer, that part of my life has become so much more of even my creative process of mm-hmm. how the music's coming across in the moment, you know, with the production techniques mm-hmm. and the mixing techniques and stuff like that. And so, but yeah, man, it's very, very strange. I know that when I got back into listening intentionally this last time, like exploring, and I mean, Justin's actually been a part of that and doing this podcast and wanting to explore. When I was going to record you guys, you gave me a whole bunch of references to the post-hardcore bands that you guys were listening to.
Yeah.
So listening to that, and it's almost like lifting weights, you know? It's like the idea of it, like getting back into working out can be, oh my God, I don't want to do that. And then you start doing it again, you're like, why did I stop doing this? This is like air, mm-hmm. you know? So yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah.
I love, like, now I feel like I'm in a time where it's like, I'm going to make time, even if it's a busy week, mm-hmm. you know, at least one day, or when I'm in my car, like, I have to be looking.
Yeah.
Be on the lookout.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, yeah, the first part of this article, which is, I didn't mention, it's from Business Insider. They kind of talk about, like, the problem or whatever, but then they go in kind of more in depth of, like, what what actually is happening in your brain and why things change. And I thought it was really interesting. I'll just kind of take it off in the little bit further down the article. Rather than having less time, some research suggests that we listen to the same songs over and over again because of the musical nostalgia. For example, one major study published in the journal Memory and Cognition found that music had a very powerful effect on the mind to evoke memories, conjuring up old echoes of the past school or university. Earlier this year, economist Seth Stevens, David Dwitz, analyzed Spotify data in New York Times. Essentially, he found that if you were in your early teens when a song was first released, and it will be the most popular among your age group a decade later. Hmm. For example, Radiohead's Creep is the 164th most popular song among 38-year-old men, but it doesn't even reach the top 300 for those born 10 years earlier or later.
Interesting.
It's because men who are 38 now were right in the musical sweet spot when that song came out in 1993. As for why this happens, research has shown that favorite songs stimulate our pleasure responses in the brain, releasing dopamine, serotonin, oxytocin, and other happy chemicals. The more we like the song, the more of these chemicals flow through our body. This happens for everyone, but during our adolescent years, our brains go through a lot of changes. We are also incredibly hormonal and sensitive, so if we listen to a song we really love, it's more likely to stay with us forever. That isn't to say you won't hear a new song you love later in life. It just might not elicit the same strong response because you aren't such a sponge anymore. Meaning, like, your brain is so hormonally charged as a teenager into your late, like your early 20s, that when you hear songs that like prick your, you know, those different chemicals in your brain.
Your pleasure center.
Yeah, basically. But that you just like, it's almost like that first time you try a drug or something and you're like hooked.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Instead, and then you're like kind of chasing that high the rest of the time, which is kind of sad to think about. Like you're like, especially, I mean, all of us are past 24.
Yeah.
And it's weird to think like, my brain just doesn't work the same way it did in the past.
So I heard this touched on in a podcast that I listened to called The Westminster Confession of Funk. Very weird, very interesting. I like it a lot. But the podcast host, Jason Farley, he talks about how the theory is the law of diminishing returns, right? The idea that as you return to something, you get less enjoyment out of it. And his theory is that the opposite is happening. Because you are growing as a person – and you are deriving something from that experience, it's not that the thing, the enjoyment is diminishing, is that your tank, so to speak, is getting larger. You are growing, and so you might not get as much enjoyment out of it, but it's not because of the thing, it's because of you. So that's a cool concept. Less depressing, you could say.
Well, and I think, you know, we have choices in that. I mean, there's some that's natural. Like as you get older, I think that, you know, hormonally, obviously you're going to, things are going to simmer down. But I think that there's ways that we can feed ourselves. You know, it was, it's interesting because I was at a spot where I was creating music, working on a lot, not listening to a lot of new stuff, you know, if any. I mean, maybe if a friend showed me something. And I didn't really have this huge desire to, kind of like, you know, large numbers of those statistics. I fit right into that. When I started, it was like there was a world waiting for me. You know what I mean? Like those things, those feelings and excitement and like, oh, man, this, listen to this new sound. Like all that stuff came back to me. You know, it's different now because I'm 35 years old. It doesn't feel like it did when I was, you know, 16. I think it's better now.
Yeah.
You know, it's exciting. It's richer. I understand, you know, and my experience, I'm looking through a lens of a 35-year-old that's been through what I've been through and has those experiences rather than the 16-year-old that thought he knew everything. But
yes,
it's interesting because it is there. It's there. I think we have a tendency to like revisit things, to like, you know, revisit Man Milk, like, you know, Justin brought to us again. Like there's got to be something
so
there. But part of the excitement, maybe that was a bad reference, but part of the excitement when we were younger and doing and exploring those places was the newness of it.
Yeah.
You know, like still to this day, I could be in a moment and when a new, there could be a, I'm in a moment and there's a song going on or I'm somewhere and there's a sound, someone's playing and it's just perfect for the moment, you know, and I've never heard it before and I can totally enter into that. People around me sometimes when that happens get mad at me actually because like I totally tune out from whatever I was a part of before and I'm in this moment. I'm like, this song and this moment, this is all perfect right now. And that's part of, I think, the excitement when you're young is finding that new stuff and it, you know, it being new.
Yeah.
Dead space.
No, it's interesting. Because I'm even thinking about, like, there's different albums that I just always go back to or whatever, but they're just different ones that I listened in high school. And, like, so I'm like, but even then, I just don't know why. Why is that? Like, why do I go back to these albums that I've heard probably, you know, almost 100 times each, like the whole way through, you know?
Well, yeah. I mean, as a kid and stuff, you're a sponge, like you said, because you're trying to create your interpretation of the world.
Right.
And so the music that you listen to is folded into that, I think.
Yeah.
And so there's a really strong pull for that as you get older because it's like part of the fabric that was being created. And it changes as you get older because, you know, you get smarter, hopefully.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, well, that was a dumb thing to think, you know. And so it changes, but it's like you have the same starting point. Like,
yeah.
It's the same. It evolves, but it starts somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so I think as we evolve and change, those things remain as mm-hmm. in our minds as being like from that time, from that moment, it was part of that initial building of this thing.
Right.
That is our brain.
Yeah, because you're trying to process and interpret the world, but also, like, yourself, you know,
yeah.
looking
yeah.
for, like, someone to relate to or uh-huh. someone to relate to you, and I think that identity piece is huge. I know
yeah.
for me, like, a lot of the stuff that I listened to was me trying to, or locking onto something that was helping me process the moment I was in or deal with stuff or, you know, figure out what all this life is about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, and it's interesting to me because what's happening in the forefront of music right now is super interesting. Like, there are sounds that are being created that have not been created, and music is constantly building. And especially now that we're able to record music, so not only is, you know, we have sheet music, we have had sheet music for hundreds of years, but now we have better and better recordings. So as time goes on, we have a better historical record. And so new generations are just building upon what music is so much faster than mm-hmm. before. And so to me, that's super exciting, you know, looking at what's happening now. And so it's interesting to me that someone would check out of that to some extent, you know, like, you know, they get so caught up in the music that they're familiar with that they lose out on some really exciting stuff that's happening. And that's kind of a sad thought. Once again, a little bit depressing. I don't know if there's a flip side to that. I mean, yeah. I don't know if it's just, is it something that we just need to accept? Like, it's just part of getting old. Like, you check out a little bit, or is it something that you can,
well, like, to me, I don't even think it's like so much of a checking out as it's like you're to your brain, and like to who you are as a person, it doesn't matter as much,
right?
You know, from your versus your adolescent right. self, right. and versus your, and it's not for me. Like, it's not been like a conscious choice of like I'm going to stop listening to new music.
Mm-hmm.
It's been more like I don't know, find other things more enjoyable.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I for one, I get locked into this thing of like, I'm planning out my days, my weeks in mm-hmm. advance, and, you know, and it gets like over the top. And so what would normally be a time to listen to music, i.e. driving, I drive a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I would put on music, new music, you know, I that was kind of my time to do that. But more and more often, I find myself being like, I just need to think. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to think without any distractions.
Yeah.
So I won't even put music on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's almost a scary thought because
yeah.
it's like, you know, that's how I would listen to new stuff. It's like, uh-huh. I would download it on my phone. All right, I'm going to listen to this on my next commute or whatever.
Here's one a thought I had just now is, what if, so, what if you're so, like, untrained in handling your own emotions and untrained in handling and processing your feelings. And there's so much, I mean, in high school, middle school, you know, even early 20s, there's so much like trying to figure out who you are and
angst.
Figure out where you fit in. And I feel like, you know, maybe my early 20s, I had a lot more things figured out, but still was a lot of questions or whatever. But then, like, even in high school, I can think about times where I was like really frustrated or mad, and instead of just like thinking things through, I would just put on music and I just sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And like, to me, it's almost like self-soothing, and
yeah.
like you're almost using the music to like, I don't know how to say what I want to say, and so I'm going to use this this like song or this album to communicate my feelings
exactly.
to the world.
Yeah.
And it's so funny, like, you know, as an adult, you just begin to kind of get more emotional intelligence to be
yeah.
able to where it's not
yeah.
as necessary, you know, to have somebody sing a song about, you know, something that you're going through or whatever.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, I still, you know, love music. Still love, hearing that, but I like that whole angsty side, like like occasionally, like in middle school, I listened to like a lot of like All American Rejects and like
MCR.
No, never MCR, but Fall Out Boy or Panic at the Disco or different stuff like that. Super angsty, super emo, whatever.
Yeah.
And like now I listen to that, I'm like, oh my God, this is so like, it's not even just like the music's bad. It's just like the lyrics and everything. I'm like, this is so like angsty and just weird. And like, I don't fit in anywhere. And I'm like, this is so weird. I don't relate to this at all anymore. And so it's just funny. Like, I mean, like you just grow up and things change for sure. But it's just interesting. Like, yeah, I think for me, that's probably been the biggest thing of like, it's just that emotional maturity of like, I don't necessarily need to like, if I'm frustrated, throw on an album and get really mad or sit in my self-pity.
Yeah. And something that you said, communicating your emotions to the world, it's almost like you're doing it to yourself too.
Because
you don't know how to understand what's happening in your body. To put it in the most creepy way possible. It's just there's so much about the world that you don't understand and about what you're going through that you don't understand. But MCR knows. You know, turn on the Black Parade, you know, and just absorb, you know. I think it very much is a soothing thing. It's, you know, you're hearing – it's almost like validation, like someone else experienced what you're experiencing.
Yep.
And it's documented, and you're hearing it back, and you're like, this is what's happening.
I think that there's a mix with, like, especially in middle school, too. There's this culture of new things, like you're wanting to fit in. People know about stuff, and you want to be in on the knowing.
Yeah.
You know? So there, it's mixed with that piece, too, because it's like if you go to school and everybody's talking about this new movie or this new song, and you're the one who didn't see it, you know, you're like, oh, crap. Yeah. Which also changes when you get older. You know, your circles, it doesn't matter anymore if you know or you don't know.
Right.
You know, you'll still be really tight with the people that you're connected to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're not gonna be like left out and have friends be like, oh.
You can imagine if an adult friend bailed on you because you hadn't seen like the new, like Looney Tunes movie.
Right.
Like, the new Looney Tunes movie.
No, I'm just saying like that. Back in middle school, I was thinking like. You like watching like those kinds of things.
I would say
the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and your adult friend is like, you haven't seen the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Wow. I'm sorry, I'm not sitting with you. And then they walk away.
Like, dude, what is wrong with you? It's like you never see the new movie that's coming out that I care about.
Yeah,
what's going on? I feel like as an adult, it's just more like, hey, have you seen the new episode of What's It? No, not yet. Oh, that's pretty good.
It was good.
And that's like the most. Yeah. That's the most conversation you get out of it.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's almost like you need to send that friend home to listen to some, you know, angsty teenage music.
Yeah,
so that they can learn how to communicate their feelings.
The zeal of sharing music, too. That's something, though, that has not died down, I was going to say. Like, I definitely share music just as much or more than when I was younger. So that's kind of interesting. I don't know if that's normal or not.
But. Yeah, I don't know. I don't necessarily – well, that's not true. I share new music I find with like my wife and then like a few close friends, but I don't think like I used to post about it like on MySpace or like post about it on Facebook, MySpace. You know, those kinds of things, or like, you know, like you'd be able to like make your own, like someone would come on your MySpace page, it'd have a playlist, and then you have your playlist on MySpace, and that was like your way of like showing off, like, this is the cool music that I'm listening to now, and like you'd find like, so I remember like whenever I'd find something cool, I'd be like, oh, I love this, and then I'd put it on my MySpace page, and it'd be like my new song for my page or whatever. Right. And like I don't do that anymore, you know. So I don't have, but that's the thing. Like I, you know, I think that's almost like out of a place of insecurity of like, I want to show everybody how cool I am because I listen to this cool new music that they've never heard of, you know.
Right.
But. Nah, I don't care. It's like, you've never heard of it? Oh, that's okay. Here, you can check it out if you want to. Or don't. I don't care.
And as an adult, it's more like, hey, dude, I check out this band. I just started listening to it. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, oh, it's kind of weird? Cool. And whereas as a kid, I feel like if I was listening to weird music, it's like, I am not going to tell anybody about this. You know what I mean?
Until they start saying, have you ever heard of this?
They're like, oh, I've been listening for years.
And they're like, I really like it. You're like, oh, finally.
Yeah.
I can share my secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. It is. What other people think matters so much more.
Yeah.
You know, when you're coming up.
Yeah, that's, and I think it has to do with that whole saying, like, your brain is still so spongy. It's so it's so susceptible to all of those hormones. And so when somebody says, oh, I like what you like, it matters so much more than when someone says, nowadays, when someone says, I like what you like as a 25-year-old man, I'm like, cool, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's you like that. That's great.
Yeah,
but it's not like, yes, they like that too. That's awesome.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
we're best friends now, you know?
Like, exactly. Yeah. I think it's you take it almost as validation when you're a kid. Like, oh, thank God, like, I like something that's actually good because someone else likes it, you know? Whereas an adult, you're more familiar with your own taste and just, I think, you're just more comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, oh, this is cool. And then you show it to somebody and they're like, oh, it's kind of lame. You're just like, oh, actually, you're lame, so I like it just fine.
Right. Yeah. You know? I listen to this when other people aren't around and enjoy it, and I'm going to continue doing that regardless of what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, too, like some of the disconnect. Like if you quit listening for a while, right, because like culture changes so fast,
right,
you know, in the entertainment industry. And then you say you come back and you start to like try and jump back in like 5 years later.
Mm-hmm.
I could see where there'd be a little bit of a culture shock or, you know, like maybe it hard to relate.
Right.
And you haven't been involved in the journey.
Right. And you were just describing that earlier. So like, how was that for you? Like, did you have that culture shock? Because you were describing that you kind of took a break and then came back.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, genre-wise, especially sub-genres, you know, it was hard to even have conversations about new music, you know, because people would be like, oh, that's da-da-da, and I'm like, what's that? You know, and I have to ask questions to really find out, okay, where did that stem from, you know?
Yeah.
Even talking to Justin and, like, Josh Forward, you know, on one of the podcasts when they were getting into the...
Yeah, I went back and listened to that one. That was a good one.
I like that one, yeah, because it was the first time that I'd realized, okay, post-hardcore, so you had these, you know, kids, like, really into the punk scene and then some other stuff and then these branches, you know? So at first... You know, I mean, Justin rattled off like 10 different genres because I was like, oh, so it's like metal. And he's like, no, we don't do metal. It's not screamo. It's post-hardcore. And here's the difference. And I mean, but we've had so many, we could still have another conversation about that where he would give me content that I hadn't heard yet, you know? So that part was very strange.
Have you heard about the genre lo-fi chill beats to study to and chill?
Of course, 24/7.
They put chill in there twice.
24/7 live stream. I'm all about that.
Yeah, I've heard, some of those words.
Yeah.
I'm associated with the genre.
No, it's just funny. They're like YouTube like playlists and stuff that people listen to all the time. And they're like, they sound like the same five songs over and over again.
Yeah.
It's like one of the songs from Minecraft slightly redone.
Yeah.
And then there's like anime through the whole thing for some reason.
I don't
understand the correlation.
Like anime clips of like rain and some like walking.
Really like really sad.
And they've got like a backpack
or some
on.
Girl like reading alone in a field.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, why? It's like all hip hop.
Because it's
I don't understand why what the correlation between anime and hip hop is. I'm gonna have to go read some more articles.
And it's cool because I mean, just having conversations with people because who knows? Like to somebody, it's like, what? I've been dying to explain this to you, you know?
Yeah.
And it really does mean something huge. Yeah.
I mean, I like some lo-fi stuff. I think it's really good, but some of it, there's just some stuff that's just so generic, you know?
Right.
But,
So for me, like, whether I like it or not, you know, like, I don't listen to the type of music that Justin, a lot of what Justin listens to.
I don't either.
Yeah. It's not like...
It's too aggro.
I think we have very... All three of us have very different musical... Because I'm probably more like indie rock, indie folk kind of stuff. And then you're like post-hardcore and that kind of stuff.
It's
and then
true.
He's all hip-hop rap and all that.
Yeah.
It's just we have a very different...
It's true. I feel like I kind of go a little bit, again with the Venn diagram, I go a little bit into each.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I'm moderately familiar with The Killers. I'm moderately familiar with, you know, various other bands that we've talked about like, on the last podcast.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say it's, like,
something
that I'm super familiar with.
Right. I think I would probably go a lot more into this field, into Stevie's field, than, like, only a little bit. I had friends in high school that were super into the hardcore scene, and like, they'd go to shows. I would go to shows with them just because I just wanted to hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
But I never really got into the music. Like, never would I ever, like, put it on by myself or whatever. I mean, occasionally I'd listen to it or whatever. But, they would listen to Under Oath or August Burns Red or, like...
That's less of my jam, but
just different things like that. And so, but it's funny, they'd always, like, try to get me, like, to be into it. And I'd be like, I'm just not angry about stuff, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, neither am I.
Yeah.
I don't know what, and I kind of mentioned it before, is it's, like, almost preventative. It's almost like a med.
Yeah.
I'm not angry because I listen to angry music. It's not quite like that, but I'd say that's, kind of. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, when Isaiah was talking about, you know, using it to, using music to communicate to the world what you're feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can learn to do that, whether an adult or, I mean, especially as a young person, you know, in your teenage years, it's so much healthier than your alternatives, you know, like breaking drywall or, you know.
Yeah, that's why I listen to hip hop, so I don't kill people.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Just hear about
don't
people.
Deal drugs.
Yeah, that's why.
Don't kill people.
Yeah.
They killed 5 people in that song, so I'm good now.
Yeah.
You're good for the next 5.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I don't ever have to cuss. Because
there's plenty of hip-hop.
The N-word? Never have to say it. It's all the music I listen to.
Wow. It is true, though. It's like almost to the point of being frustrating. It's like, how many times do you have to use the same word? Because, like, you don't say any intentional word that many times in a row for any reason.
Right.
And that's, I mean, but that's the thing. It's like, it's only some rappers. It's not all rappers.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, yeah. There's some rappers that they're dumb and they don't have any...
You heard it here, folks.
They have a really bad vocabulary,
that's
what it is.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
And then you listen to guys like Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, who are like walking thesauruses, and you're like, what the crap? What the heck is going on? Like, that's so great. Like, and they're just way better, like, put together lyrically. Not to say that they don't ever say the N-word, but.
It's in there.
It's in there for sure, but.
They have a wider pool of words to pull from.
Yeah.
Well, they're lyricists, and not all rappers are lyricists.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting.
They're just all about flexing and, you know, that whole.
I can say words to rhythms, so I will on a track.
But it's always triplets.
Because that's just what we do now.
I can say rhythms.
I can say rhythms.
Exactly.
We're
haters, guys.
We are haters. I think it was interesting. Like, I was just reading those articles of, like, why that happens. I didn't really think about, like, neurologically, like, how that would be a factor, really.
Yeah.
I always just thought it would be, like, you know, like, oh, you're just busy or, you know, different things, which I think people probably identify at some sort of base level. Like, this is what really, like, this is what caused it. But in actuality, it's, like, a deeper scientific neurological reason
as
to why it happens. And to me, that makes more sense, because it's like, for some people, like, I know that were, like, really passionate about music when they were, you know, younger, and now
they're not.
And it wasn't, like, because they chose not to be. It's just because their brain changed, which is crazy.
Yeah. It just changed right on them.
Yeah. Don't quit. Get back into it. Jump in the water.
Don't quit. Explore. Continue to be addicted. Keep using.
Keep chasing the dragon.
Yes. Why are we like this?
I don't know.
All right, guys. Is that it for the day?
How long has that been?
That's a great question.
It's about that time.
It is about that time.
45 right, minutes.
Let's 50. Raise a glass. Man milk.
All right.
Mine's gone.
I'm excited because it's so good. If you're raising a glass, then you might not do the finger thing. Like, sure, why not?
All right, ladies, gentlemen, catch us on the flip side. Be good.